Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a wonderful show. Will Bradley with Ray McKinley, Dinah Washington, Vaughn Monroe, June Christie, and many more. So stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Barry Manilow, from Glenn Gray, and right now it's Helen Merrill and Dearly Beloved.
For me, angel, I knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing can change us. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, thank you.
until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that
Manilow, born on this week back in 1946, along with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, sang I'll Never Smile Again, song written by Ruth Lowe back in 1939. You might say, who's Ruth Lowe? She also wrote one other song called Put Your Dreams Away. Big song for Tommy Dorsey, particularly when he teamed up with Frank Sinatra, and later on by Glenn Miller. We heard from Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra with a Woody Herman tune from 1944 called Apple Honey. Woody got it on the hit parade that year at number 16. And we started with Helen Merrill and a song called Dearly Beloved, written by Johnny Mercer and Jerome Kern. What a lot of talent there, from 1942. Was in a film with Fred Astaire called You Were Never Lovelier. Helen Merrill, by the way, born on this week back in 1929. Well, let's see. Suspense, known as the radio's outstanding theater of thrills, debuted on CBS Radio on this week back in 1942. The program kept millions of loyal listeners in suspense, including me, for the next 20 years. On this week back in 1947, Pan American became the first airline to operate a scheduled round-the-world service. The first global service of a passenger airliner left New York on this week in 1947. The fare, by the way, was $1,700. Newspapers around the country, including the Washington Post, reported a burglary. The story took up nothing more than a couple of inches of copy buried deep inside the paper and out of sight of the day's top news story. This burglary, however, on the sixth floor of the plush Washington, D.C. apartment and office complex called the Watergate, would later drive President Richard Nixon from the White House. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be June Christie. We'll have Frank Sinatra. And here's Les Brown, his band of renown, and Nina Never Knew.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
Well, at 20 minutes past the hour, that was June Christie along with the Stan Kenton Orchestra and a song called Tampico. June Christie, who rose to fame with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in the 40s, died in Los Angeles of kidney failure on this week back in 1990. She was 64. Her biggest hit with the Kenton Orchestra was the one we just heard called Tampico, which reached number 4 in 1945. Following the disbanding of the Kenton Band in 1949, the Misty Miss Christie began a solo career which produced some 20 albums. Before that, it was Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle and a Cole Porter tune from 1934 called I Get a Kick Out of You. And we started with Les Brown and a song called Nina Never Knew, written in 1952 by Louis Alter, who had a birthday, born on this week back in 1902. Well, then there's a story of the O.J. Simpson in Los Angeles and the murders of Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman. O.J. Simpson could not be located, became a fugitive from justice on this week back in 1994. At about 6:45 p.m., police spotted a white Ford Bronco. Remember that? belonging to Simpson's friend Al Callings on a Los Angeles freeway. Simpson was a passenger in that Bronco and had a gun. That is, according to Callings, who talked to police by phone from the Bronco. Callings and Simpson led the highway patrol on a 60-mile, remember this, a low-speed pursuit through Los Angeles. It was around 8 o'clock when the Bronco finally pulled up in the driveway of Simpson's Brentwood mansion, followed by a phalanx of patrol cars. Negotiations with police lasted less than an hour, and Simpson surrendered, was arrested, and taken to jail. All of the above was covered by TV cameras from helicopters and seen by a worldwide television audience. Wow, that was something. Well, let's see. It was on this week back in 1949. The number three song was Perry Como with Bally High. The number two song was Doris Day with Again. And the number one song was this song, Vaughn Monroe and Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard. And he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-i-o, yibbe-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay.
In the sky.
Until I tingle, I wanna be kissed starting tonight. embrace me till our hearts beat intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. Baby, can't you see I want to be thrilled to desperation? I want to be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I want to be
That's Will Bradley and Ray McKinley. Ray McKinley, by the way, having a birthday, born on this week back in 1910, and a song called the Jimtown Blues. This was made popular back then by Ben Pollock and his orchestra. We heard from Dinah Washington and a song called I Want to Be Loved, written by Billy Rose and Edward Heyman in 1931. This particular song was on the hit parade number 22 in 1950. And we heard from Vaughn Monroe and the famous Ghost Riders in the Sky. Stan Jones wrote this along with, I can't remember who else it was. Stan Jones had another song on called Cheyenne, and this was introduced by Burl Ives. Well, it was on this week back in 1961 that Gunsmoke was broadcast for the last time on CBS radio. The show had been on the air for 9 years, was called the first adult Western. Star of Gunsmoke was William Conrad, who would become a major TV star in Cannon and Jake and the Fat Man. And when Gunsmoke moved to TV, James Arnest filled Conrad's boots. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Keeley Smith. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have a lot more great music coming up. We'll be hearing from Tony Corbisello, from Michael Bublé. And here's Keeley Smith, and There Will Never Be Another You.
There will be many other nights like this. And I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? They won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yeah, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true?
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind, the autumn wind, and the winter wind. They have come and gone, but still the days, those lonely days, go on and on. But guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind.
Orchestra. That's Tony Corbicello and his big band, and a Sammy Fain tune called That Old Feelin'. Sammy Fain was born on this week back in 1902. And before that, we heard from Michael Bublé and Summer Wind. And we heard from Keeley Smith with a Mac Gordon Harry Warren tune from 1942 called There Will Never Be Another You. And let's see, that was On the Hit Parade, 1943, by both Woody Herman and by Sammy Kaye. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUP. Virginia secession from the Union gave reason for the birth of West Virginia. 40 western counties in Virginia did not secede and instead formed their own government, officially entering the United States on this week back in 1863 as the 35th state. Well, it was difficult to have a war when you don't know what's going on and you don't have any ammunition. So goes the story as to why, during the Spanish-American War, the Spanish commander of Guam surrendered to Captain Glass, the captain of the USS Charleston. And the Toast of the Town premiered on CBS-TV. New York entertainment columnist and critic Ed Sullivan was the host. It started his TV career that would span 23 years on a regular basis. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis made their television debut on this week back in 1948. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Trudy Richards. We'll have Benny Goodman. Here's Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle's orchestra and Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Thank you.
fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I got to love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, well, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Music from Showboat. That was Trudy Richards, and the song, of course, Can't Help Lovin' Dat Man, written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern. Before that, it was Benny Goodman and a 1918 tune, a great one called Somebody Stole My Gal. This song on the hit parade by Ted Weems and by Johnny Ray in 1953. And we heard from Dean Martin with a Louis Kahn song from 1931 called Dream a Little Dream of Me. Well, let's see. It was on this week back in 1939 that the CBS radio network aired Ellery Queen for the first time. On this week back in 1812, the United States issued a declaration of war on Great Britain, and so began the War of 1812, prompted by Britain's violations of Americans' rights on the high seas and the involvement of the British in Indian uprisings on the frontiers. And on this week back in 1946, the first championship prize fight to be televised was seen by boxing fans. Joe Louis tangled with Billy Kahn in New York City. To see the fight in person, however, would have cost you $100. Let's get back to more music. We have time for a few more. Right now, it's Nat King Cole with Nellie Lutcher. And can I come in for a second?
Every time we have a date,
don't we have fun, Nat?
Well, we wind up in that old debate.
That's because you've got a one-track mind.
But before you slam that door, I'm gonna ask you, beg you, plead with you just once.
Remove
more.
Remove your foot from that door. I'm slamming.
Can I come in for a second?
No.
Just a second.
No.
Just a second.
No, you can't come in.
Can I come in for a second?
No, no.
If I promise I'll go
you
home.
You and your promises. The whole night long, you just reckoned.
Well, I planned.
You just reckoned.
Trying.
You just reckoned.
Well, I dreamed,
I'd let you come in for a second before I made you wrong.
All I want is just a kiss. If you'll put your heart
that's
in it.
That's the only way I kiss.
And And after all, dear, what can happen in the 60th part of a minute?
Are you kidding?
Can I come in for a second?
No.
Just a second?
No.
A second?
No, you can't come in.
Can I come in for a second?
No, no, no.
If I promise I'll go home. You know, Nelly, it's kind of cool out here. Why don't you let me in just for a few moments to kind of warm up a bit?
You think it's cool out here? Wait till you get inside. You know, we haven't had heat for so long. We are all wearing overcoats.
What?
And besides, my father is a creeper,
mm-mm,
a light sleeper,
mm-mm,
and a peeper.
You mean a peeping time? Well, first of all, let's review this situation because, you see, I have a lot of investments to consider. You know, we went to the Bijou Theater and we saw a triple feature with Hopalong Cassidy. Then we went to a snack bar, and from there I brought you home in a taxi.
If that wasn't a bus, it's the biggest taxi I've ever seen.
Well,
your investment, you mean that 50 cents?
Well, I spent a dollar. If I spent a nickel, how you sound? Well, gosh, I don't know what to do. All I want is just a kiss, if you'll put your heart in it. And after all, dear, what can happen in the 60th part of a minute?
How naive. You may come in for a second.
Oh, wow.
For a second.
I'm gay.
Just for a second.
Touchdown.
You may come in for a second if you'll promise you'll go home.
Well, good night, fellas. I'm in.
Listening to the Boilermakers Jazz Band from their CD called Slip Disc, and of course Memories of You. Andy Razoff and UB Blake wrote it, and we had heard from Nat King Cole with Nellie Lutcher and Can I Come In for a Second. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.